let's get away
and get a room on the other side of town. Is Jazzy Faye dead?
I don't think so.
No.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. He ain't had a hit since
that song.
Since T.I. hit.
Mm.
Damn.
Listen. Tip and Tiny, boy.
They freaked.
Yeah.
They
wild.
Do you think they did it?
I don't put nothing past nobody.
Here's my thing. Stories I've been reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them say, hey, look. They bring the hoes to the room.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, you got to do Molly and coke to get in this bitch. Or if you or you ain't getting in here.
And then somehow you end up in there.
So you could have went home.
Yeah.
You had not to choice. Make light of rape, but I'm just saying. You had a choice to make.
You had a choice.
And you made the wrong one.
I mean, a lot of people are curious about coke.
I ain't. They'd rape me. They would have got me.
Cocaine.
Sold to fat nigga in the
goddamn. I would have woke up between them.
But when you think about it, it's starting to make me look at a lot of Tip songs differently.
Right. 20 foes.
20 foes.
What happened?
Swagger like us.
All three. All
did
four
he sing that
them.
Song? What you know about that?
Yeah.
What you know about that? What you know about rape?
I lay my bed down.
Nah, that shit. On a more serious note, I don't know, man. That I feel like that is probably one of the worst allegations you can have brought against you. For sure. I mean, ultimately.
Could it basically make them seem like they running a sex ring?
It's crazy because they came out and spoke against sex trafficking a few months ago in Atlanta. And just to think that...
They the crossing guard of the
bro, sex again, I don't know. I don't know what to believe. It seems so not true, but at the same time, you can't put nothing past nobody.
No.
They were Harriet Tubman of the jump.
This is definitely tarnished... His legacy, I believe.
Don't tell a nigga no with an ass so fat. That's rapey, bro. That's rapey. Is that not? He basically said you can't tell me no because your ass fat. Wow.
I'm just waiting for that Gail King special.
Who can I write? Gail King, the thick open.
Man, we talking about? I can see him now. I vehemently. All the allegations brought on to me at this terrible moment. And I can't even think of big enough words that T.I. fucking say there and that. I can't wait.
I just feel like he read a dictionary and just pick out words. Like,
he didn't finish high school, bro. I finished college and don't know these words, bro.
He don't know.
Listen, okay. I want to say that
he represents Atlanta.
I don't believe it happened. But at the same time, man, when you got 15, 16 different women coming out with similar stories or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Some people are wicked though, man. Like,
oh yeah, it's definitely evil world.
But it's also in a sense that like this is not like I said downplaying rape, but like the definition has changed over the years. You know what I mean? Like, so because it's taken more seriously now, which it should. But like, what they might consider rape now.
Wasn't raped
in 1995 and 2005. Like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, fellas, be careful. Like, you look at a woman incorrectly,
sexual
she's filing charges.
Right, and you know what I mean? You gotta be really careful.
Yeah,
right?
Very.
You look, I pray for the day, like, that I hope nothing happens to me. Like, nigga, stop sending unsolicited dick pics, like, cause niggas do that to women. No, my dick gonna end up on the internet. I know it's coming. It's coming. I ain't raped nobody, I swear to God. My hands up. But no, but like, strange. But not like, it's like everything, like you gotta be very careful. Like in this day, like in 2021, you can't do anything wrong. What?
This nigga over here.
What you say?
Nah, you hear him in the microphone and shit?
Hey, MJ, you better stop.
MJ drink me full though.
That just be blowing bubbles.
Nah, but that's crazy. That's like you said. That is I'm not gonna say crazy allegation, but that is one of the worst allegations that you could have. And especially if it's not true, I feel like it still lingers on you.
Oh, for sure. Especially with somebody that loved the camera as much as T.I.
Because he's like the voice of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, well, was the voice of
Atlanta. That's why we don't go there. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really hope it's not true. I really hope it ain't true, man. I mean, but whatever.
And now,
not my problem.
Is Corona still around?
Is COVID-19
still around?
Yeah, nigga.
I had
an all time high.
Yeah. His dad what died 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. His dad died 3 weeks ago. My uncle died this afternoon. Shit real now. Niggas ain't taking it serious, but it's real.
Yeah, and they got apparently, like, real talk, a new strain. Not Juvid 21, but a new strain that is apparently more deadly.
Yeah,
boy, that shit
than the one now. Y'all don't even have the one now under control.
I thought the new weed samples and shit was worse. Like, you hear about different Lyle every week.
Runs.
Yeah, Zaza. Patch. I don't know. Just shit that you just hear. But now like you said, every week you hear of a new strain. Like, nigga got that.
Y'all gonna take the vaccine or not?
So I got mixed emotions on this vaccine.
I've got one emotion.
Right now,
no.
So
look at your beard. I don't
know. You need to take it.
Yeah, I probably do.
You look like you got sickle cell.
Bro, you look like you got obesity.
I do.
No, shit, ain't no man. Look.
You borderline.
He's sugar.
you a mesomorph.
Like I told y'all, like big chumps love me. I think
you a block captain. Yeah.
He said a block captain.
He's the block captain. Yeah, because I think I'm like the skinny niggas or the fat niggas. Like, so they love me. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Built like a Nintendo.
They can't get in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
No, but like, I say I got mixed emotions about it because I look at it like this. And not to take it in vain, but so right now the military is saying this voluntarily. It's volunteer.
That was
voluntary.
Yeah, yeah, voluntary.
Yeah, okay.
So and she don't fuck them up.
Military said that past day.
Nigga crazy.
Boy, hey, sometimes I think about you, bro.
That nigga said that.
Nah, but go ahead.
So right there is voluntary. So, but eventually.
No.
Because I'm going to speed past it.
Military said boom.
Yeah. Military said it's up to us.
Yeah, just go that way.
You can sit in there.
Do an 80 and a 60. Nah, but eventually I do believe it's going to end up being mandatory. I said I have mixed emotions about it because, like, I'm ready to get back to some type of normalcy. So if that means me taking the vaccine, it's going to get to some type of normalcy again, cool. But at the same time, I look at it as I've went over a year without catching COVID. So whatever I'm doing is either working or I already have the antibodies built in my system. And I don't know.
Because again, you could be asymptomatic, bend that head and not know.
Absolutely. Because while I was in Germany, I did get sick. But at the time that I did get sick, they didn't know. Like, COVID wasn't really talked about then. So I don't know if it was that or if it wasn't. So a side of me is like, yeah, I do want to get it. But another side of me is like, what if I already got the antibodies in me? And then I get this
You can do an antibody test.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, there is a test.
The rapid test is that's what that really is for. People think that's just to get your results quicker, but it's not. That's just testing antibodies.
So I did get the rapid test though.
Bro, I think what's driving
some idiot.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm just fucking.
Oh.
I think what's driving what's going to be the driving factor behind mandatory vaccines is going to be the travel industry.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, my sister was here to take a test a few weeks ago, and Like, she had to have a negative test within 48 hours of her flight to get back into Jamaica.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're not playing that shit. You're not even getting on the plane if you don't have
a COVID test. Is that like a rule or a law that Jamaica has?
Yeah, it's country by country. And, like, one, Jamaica ain't got the resources America does to combat the virus. Right. So, they're going to try to... They're going to be a little bit more aggressive with... Well, their restrictions, you know what I mean? Because if it's 2.2 million people in Jamaica, bro. Like, there's more people in North Carolina than there is in Jamaica. So that shit hit Jamaica. You got to think per capita, it's going to affect us
more
because the country is smaller. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they got to have like heavier, and most third world countries have heavier restrictions on things like that.
Which makes sense.
They don't have the medical supply, the PPE, all this extra shit that America has that is not necessarily disposable, but it's easier to acquire it, right, or retain it.
But nah, but like, my coworker had to take one to go to Mississippi.
And I just feel like if the coronavirus didn't start in China, it would have started in Mississippi. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie to you. I know this completely off any of the topics that we have for tonight, but Mississippi is one of those states that I'm just like, I have no desire to ever visit.
Yeah, why would you? Like, not you, but I'm saying, like, in general, like, why would anybody go?
Like, I just think about, like, slavery.
You don't, and all that. You don't want to hit the paint. I know you want to go see Big Cletus. What's his name? Big Curtis.
Clitoris.
Yeah, that's him.
Clitoris. What's his name? Uncle
Clint?
Uncle Clint.
Clifford.
Look.
He knew the name.
He wanted to. I haven't seen the show.
That show, it's
good. It's
yeah.
A lot of ass.
Ever since I seen this, I was just like, oh, I'm good.
A lot of ass. I mean, this is your speed. Or MJ speed, one of y'all. Y'all both bisexual. So it don't matter.
I give my ass eight times an hour.
Damn.
At least.
Listen, man. So let me ask y'all this. How do you all feel? And I'm going to start with Justin first. How do you feel about Trump Week during Black History Month?
It's a disgrace.
Disgrace?
Disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Talking about one of the few people who probably tried to take us down the most in a 4-year span. You gonna give him a week during the shortest month they possibly could have gave us. Yeah. Then you gonna give him 7 days of that? How rude!
Why not do it in October? That's the way I look at it.
October,
Halloween,
March.
He's on March pumpkins.
St. Patrick's Day. Should have been disrespectful. Did it the first week in May.
For Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm.
White people love tequila and tacos. Give them like a nondescript month. Give them June. What the fuck going on in June?
It's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Oh, never mind. Man, Juneteenth.
August. That's why I said October, bro. Because October got Halloween.
Columbus Day.
He's orange, pumpkin, you know what I mean? Candy corn, like, it all matched.
He is I can see him in some yellow pants now. Whole ass nigga. They really gave that nigga, and who's in Florida?
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. Take this
word to Kodak. Fuck you mean.
I already know Kodak was that me.
He was.
Yeah. You would have been too, nigga, got you out of jail. Shit, say what you want. Say what you want.
Like Jay said, y'all kill X and let Zimmerman live.
Streets is done.
Yeah, I knew y'all was gonna say something.
Bro, here.
He got a whole ring.
Yeah, bro, he about to grab mine and go.
I wasn't. You done spit in it.
Boy, get.
Fucking goat, man.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah.
But just open up yours.
The goat.
He don't want to drink Red Bull because he got to get up in the morning.
Yeah. The goat. Go ahead.
You, like I told you earlier, your track record kind of weird. It's some things like this and some things like this on your track record.
cover all bases.
No, but it was like it won't know in between. It was either this or it was either this. Like,
and the averages.
No consistency.
No, it was no consistency. The stories he tell us?
Yeah,
I hit that box.
Like, so what do you think are some things they're going to do or attribute during Trump?
Say so what? They say everybody going to paint their face orange. Everybody going to slick their hair back. Confederate flags everywhere. They're going to fuck foreign bitches all week. Mm.
Rush.
He raped too.
He does. Look.
But he's saved.
Don't do that. For some reason, I knew that was coming, too.
To answer your question, though, Black, and don't take this the wrong way, but I don't give a fuck.
Me either.
Because you know what?
I ended it the wrong way.
You mean
like about you don't care that they did?
Yeah. You know, let me tell you.
You care about Black History Month?
I do. I mean, I love celebrating Black excellence. I love seeing my brothers and sisters, you know, making it, you know, going against the statistic that should have been, you know what I mean? And the reason I say I don't give a fuck is I've realized, or I've come to the realization, that it takes more energy out of you to not like something, to hate something, like, instead of not caring for.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It doesn't take any energy to not care for. It takes energy to decide and take that burden upon yourself to go, I'm going to get upset about this. I don't like it. You know, why would they do this? Like, imagine how much energy that's soaking out of you.
Yeah.
Instead, y'all do whatever you want to do. Yeah. Go celebrate what you want to celebrate. Give him kudos for whatever you want to give him kudos for. I personally don't give a rat's ass. Yeah. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Do it on November 17th, on my birthday. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care neither.
I was going to make you the Black Europe.
The matron of honor.
Oh, shit.
Chill out.
I heard a little Bill Bonner.
Yeah.
But
so look, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, before we got on here, Chan said, boy, why you wearing them big ass pants? They said, where you get them big pants from? And they said, well, you get your big pants from.
Same stuff.
This nigga Chan said, oh, you worked in the freezer.
I can see them now, DXL. Just shopping
my boy
away.
Was on deep freezer detail, goddamn.
No, but look, man. As we all know, I personally don't believe that Atlanta or Georgia ever shut down for COVID. Mm. And when that they got fans back in stadiums for basketball games. Mm-hmm. So I say that.
Are they the only ones too?
I don't know if they're the only ones.
Are we still talking about Trump?
No. So Miami, what Miami did was they have COVID sniffing dogs now. I lied to you. They have dogs that are like 94% effective in detecting whether or not a person has COVID.
America is the smartest, dumbest fucking country ever.
I agree.
Can they say like dogs just sniff out breast cancer too?
How about All-Star, NBA All-Stars in Atlanta?
Did you know
that? The All-Star game? It makes sense. You got Blue Flame. You got Compound. All these fucking places are open in Atlanta.
No, but they're not letting them go.
Well,
there.
I think, and I also think
they are. They can travel anywhere in the United States.
I saw this before y'all got here. The way they're gonna do it is they're gonna fly them niggas in on private planes for only a 36-hour period, and they're gonna fly their ass right back out.
Do you think everybody's gonna buy to them rules? That nigga Lil Will was in the Blue Flame.
He just wanted to get wings, man.
And look what happened to him. He had to sit out 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he still got a job.
Best food comes from the strip club, man.
A nigga like James Harden would be like,
best food comes from the strip club.
A nigga like James Harden would be like, shit, that's a paid vacation.
Best eggs I ever had was at a strip club in Houston at 3 a.m.
You said best what?
Eggs.
scrambled with cheese.
Yeah, they have the brunch laid out in their mimosas.
Ass in your face and cheese eggs.
On I asked one of the strippers at the time, does she have any of the eggs? I'm just curious.
Nah,
I just want to make sure a bitch won't about to fart on me. You know what I mean?
but no, I led that way to talk about courtside caring.
Yeah.
So have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She bit like a pea.
I had to top heavy. Yeah. Yeah.
She's weird.
Yeah, like her. She ain't got no ass, but she got ease.
Did you see her husband? Nah, we're like 75, a strong ass Coach K.
He built like John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, so she with him for the money.
And she said she ain't. Because, you know, she took heat off that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she took up for it. Because the reason was, like, him and, bro, LeBron and the husband got into it. And she stood up.
Was she wrong?
Standing up for her man.
Was she wrong? Because I just feel like he'd have beat her had she not said nothing when they left.
But my thing is, I would be more embarrassed if my lady stood up and did that.
Again.
He said he right.
Yeah.
Hey, white people ain't got no morals.
I just know if I'm arguing with LeBron, Jelena going to say something.
I can see
really
stomp the fuck out and I, by Sonya, whatever her name
is. Arena getting aired out.
If you going back and forth with LeBron, you think Jelena would more so chime in and talk shit back to him, or do you think she would try to calm you down?
Calm down, and
right?
Get mad at her.
Right.
Don't calm me.
You taking up for this nigga?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. White people are the only ones dumb enough to like
get Turner alert. Just Turner alert.
But like white people are the only ones like dumb enough to like chime in on some shit like that and escalate it.
Right.
You see what happened in Pennsylvania. We'll get on that later.
Yeah,
but
that shit.
She chimed in, and now they both in boxes.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Should definitely do his part.
Like you told me the other day, don't nobody say pussy like you do. I can see me now in that box too. Shit, I definitely would have called Greg a pussy.
Hey, his name's Steve.
Steve.
Greg Knox.
Yeah, see me now. But yeah, course I care to. So they just let you back in, and you ruined it for everybody. Probably.
For everybody, bro.
One, you took your mask off like a dumbass.
Yeah.
And you gonna talk to the most popular basketball player ever?
Yeah.
You didn't do that to Kyle Kuzma. You did that to LeBron fucking James, dumbass bitch.
Yeah. What do you say about calling women bitches, man?
I had a rough day today. But that was stupid though.
Yeah, like, it was.
You did it to LeBron.
I didn't get it. Like she in her interview, she said, "Yeah, my husband and LeBron don't get along."
Did she go talk to
bitch? LeBron don't know your husband.
did she go talk to Gayle King? She had to go talk to Ellen. That was some Ellen degenerate
shit.
She
said, "Yeah, LeBron and my husband have a beef."
What is it?
Bitch, he don't know your husband.
Yeah, LeBron's a billionaire. And, right. But he do got season tickets to whatever. Never mind. That was a Hawks game. Was that a Hawks game or was that a Lakers game? I know that sounds.
It was
sounds
a Hawks
good.
Game. They were in Atlanta.
Yeah, so he paid $14.
Yeah, that ain't that expensive. Never mind. I thought it was like an LA courtside.
Nah.
I was like, he might be a billionaire.
Nah.
Now he a thousandaire.
He's no Jack Nicholson.
I still don't get how he got that. That nigga played Joker once.
He was one of the highest paid actors at one point.
I ain't seen that nigga nothing.
That nigga had court.
Bro, yeah, he did most of his movies in the
80s. 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he made his bread. He, by the time we seen him, he was old and on his way out.
He been having courtside that was since the 80s, bro.
Yep. I'm not gonna say it, but yeah.
that's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hey, look. So
word to screech.
I would say, you know, this next topic that we're gonna talk about.
I'm not laughing at the screech, but I'm laughing at the
So I would say the next day. We're going to talk about is the most disturbing thing I've seen in 2021.
What's that?
But it was honestly not.
I know you better not say the killing.
Yeah, it's not the most disturbing thing I've seen in 2021. I seen a video of a 9-year-old girl in school get slammed by the police and pepper spray.
I had milk and cookies the other night. The other morning was the most disgusting, disturbing thing I've ever seen.
In 2021.
Yeah, that. Yeah, what happened up there was was
well needed.
No. I mean, feathers needed to be ruffled. Okay, but. I mean, that was mild, man. That was mild sauce, right?
Yeah. That wasn't mild, but it was mild. But it was an awesome shit.
Where that happens in the white community more often than we know.
Yeah.
But again, the media isn't going to publicize it because it's not going to boost. It's not going to generate the level of propaganda as if you showed a white man killing a black couple.
Right.
Or vice versa. You know what I mean? Or vice versa. So
for our audience, what we're talking about is it was a shooting in Pennsylvania between two neighbors. Well, yeah, it was between three neighbors all together. But what happened was, I guess there was a couple that lived across the street, and they were shoveling snow into the I don't know if it was the driveway or the yard of their neighbors across the street. So the neighbor across the street, he had asked them to stop, and they just kept doing it. So the couple across the street who was shoveling snow into his yard, they was just going off, like calling them all kinds of names.
Scumbag,
calling them a pussy.
He said, fuck you queer.
he said, I bet you won't come out here and meet me in the street and everything.
Yeah, because I'll whoop your fucking ass.
Right.
Pussy.
That's what did it.
And the neighbor across the street, Steve, he came outside with the glizzy.
Let me tell you something, Black, before you move forward. Let me tell you something. Yeah, when the argument ensued, that walk he had back to the garage the first time, he was walking with a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't walking trying to defuse it. That won't a walk off like...
It was almost a jog.
That won't a walk like, let me just go back inside because these motherfuckers crazy. That was a walk like, I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you and a nigga arguing and you see a nigga walk off like that, mid-argument.
I bet. That was his I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his grandfather was Black.
And also, based on the nature of what both parties, well, not both parties, but based on the nature of what the woman was saying, the wife, you could tell that this is not the first
time.
Rodeo.
This ain't the first argument. Absolutely.
But this was the straw that broke MJ's back.
Yeah.
Okay. this was the straw that broke the camel's back, and I felt every bit of it when Bruh called my man a pussy.
Yeah,
I felt that.
Yeah. Hey.
Not saying I'd have went to the garage for the piece, but
I would have.
I'm gonna send it back down. I'm gonna have to send it back down your throat, bro. Like, you're not gonna talk to me like
me
that.
Me personally, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
But. I get why he did what he did.
Again, you don't know how many, like, he just probably so sick of these motherfuckers. Every time some shit happens.
And like you said earlier, you never know what a person is going through. We are in a pandemic. That man probably lost his, he could have lost his job, furloughed, anything.
House getting ready to get snatched.
Yeah, and he just had his wits in. And he like, look, I ain't tolerating this shit no more. Yeah. And he literally went off. I mean, to the point where he came out with one gun, shot both of them, went back in the house, got a bigger gun.
I was going to say, you have certain things that happen as a mistake out of anger. That was not a mistake. He was ready to just put an end to it all. Yeah. Because if it was a mistake, you know, after he fucker shot 15 rounds and hit him twice.
He hit them more than twice.
I'm exaggerating. But I'm saying
he at least hit them with five.
He let off eight. First of all, if I'm within 15 yards, which was about what I calculated it to be, if I'm within 15 yards and I fire eight rounds at you, I expect to kill you within the eight rounds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like,
if I'm within 15 yards, I'm expecting to kill you 2-3 rounds.
You feel me?
You know what I mean?
You feel me? Like, within
your military training,
but he shoots often too, so I can
within 4 or 5 rounds, I'm expecting to have both of y'all taken down completely.
At least now.
Deceased.
Target neutralized.
What did it for me? After he done emptied that mag, my man marched back to the garage. We thought it was over.
I thought it was over.
Again, that was the same walk as the first walk when he went to get the pistol. Yeah, so I kind of knew he wasn't done, and then I also saw that the video was 3 minutes long.
So I said
something that's about to happen. And my man came out with the stick.
The stick.
And he said, I done told y'all stop fucking with me.
Yeah. Yeah, that lets you know he like Chad said earlier, that lets you know that was not their first encounter, and he had it up to whatever his breaking point was with them.
My thing is, he went got the rifle, right? He went to the wife, put one in her head, dropped her there.
Yeah, that was.
Then went over to the
it was a double tap.
Boom, and so
that's what confused me, because I was like, bruh, if he would have put one in her head,
pistol, because remember, after he got up on her, he hit her point blank with the pistol.
He shot her first, and then he went over to the husband, shot him.
Bruh, I watched that video ten times, bro.
And then when he walked back to the garage,
she was still moving,
and he walked up on her again and shot her. So I thought he shot her in the head on that one, but he must have like shot her again in the chest or something.
Now, clearly, this nigga can't shoot. I mean, anybody.
That's why he went and got the rifle. He was like, this gonna do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he done emptied the mag and said, God damn it.
One thing I thought about too, Chad, I was like, God damn, that's at least 3 feet of snow. The police ain't ever gonna get that. Because
they're gonna have to send the fire department to just go pick up the body.
Man, they was in Pennsylvania. Them cars probably made for that.
Yeah, they gonna need DOT.
They ride with chainers on the tires.
After he shot him the first time, one of them neighbors like slid up there like Michael
Jackson. Two of them, bro.
Go get my phone.
Two of them pulled up.
Did you see when one of the neighbors saw the motherfucker
coming
back
out with the
fuck off,
nigga? If I see somebody shot and I know who did it, and I see him.
First of all, at this point, I done heard 15 rounds go off. I'm not going over there to render any kind of aid.
Nah. I would have been called.
You did. Like, at this point, I'm going to just call 911, tell them bring the coroner with them and forensic. You know what I mean? Like, bring forensic.
Eat fried chicken.
You know, bring the coroner with you with the minivan that's going to pick them up. Bring extra caution tape, you know what I mean? Because the husband done walked off and got shot over yonder.
In his own garage.
You know what I mean? Like,
that was their surveillance tape with his stupid ass.
I can see the niggas right in there calling 911. Hey, look, y'all need to bring that 15-packs van that ain't got no seats in it. Because y'all going to need all this shit.
My thing is, on a more serious note, like, this should be... For me, what it told me was...
Carry a Glock wherever.
No, not even that, man. It's like, we are living in miserable, miserable fucking times.
Absolutely.
We are living in probably the most stressful of times one could have ever thought, you know, to live in. Like, it is mentally draining. It really is, man. It's mentally draining. It's depressing. Like, people are losing their fucking minds, and I actually expect more things like this to happen in the coming weeks to months. Like, a lot of people are at that point where they're breaking. People are breaking slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. All I can say is, man,
be mindful
of what you're saying and who you're saying it to. Even though you can't necessarily, you know, say, oh yeah, that motherfucker crazy. Let me be careful, because you don't know who you're saying what to. But like you said, these are unprecedented times, man. You never know what anybody is going through. You never know.
And you gotta stay strapped.
That was, like I said the other day when you sent it to her, I said, this is my sign.
My man, you can't be out here talking that level of shit without that file. Like, you, right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
this motherfucker in the snowstorm.
You bring your ass back out here, Steve. I'll show you something. Come on. Bring it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he was saying.
Did you hear when he first got shot, though?
And ran off. And failed. Left his wife.
Left his wife.
I left the bitch.
She made this shit worse. I'm not going to.
That was the last thing that she. What's she calling?
A scumbag.
Yeah. She said, "You're the scumbag, Steve."
Yeah.
That's when I knew that this shit was.
For some reason, off the gate, I knew what was going to happen in that video. Yeah. Like, when we used to be
He walked. The walk he had to the garage. That walk after work when you pull up in the driveway, and every time you pull up in the driveway, you got to shit.
Yeah.
And you got to get to the crib. Like, you got to get in the house immediately. That was the walk.
Because you felt it on the highway.
Yeah, you know, a little speed walk. Yeah.
That nigga it was almost a job, bro. Like, bro, when you sent me that video and I heard the yelling and then, like, so I saw him walk to the house, mm-hmm. I said, that's that. Let me go hit the trunk. We call it, I bet. That was his I bet.
You know what the first thing I said was? These are Yankees. It ain't going to end well.
Really? That's what it is. Yeah. No, like, I just knew.
I mean, you had the accent. I already knew it was somewhere up north. And I said, this ain't going to end well.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I first saw it, before it got to the good shit.
Why are you smiling?
Because you chuckled. Because
it was beautiful. Listen. So, before I heard the gunshots ring out, I was like, oh, shit. I love this shit. I eat this shit up when I see white folks going at each other. Because I see enough of black people going at each other. So when I see white folks, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Because it's crazy. Because they make it seem like we saw American Skin, right?
Yeah.
You remember when they were doing the whole trial thing and how the police were trying to justify the fact that we kill each other more than the cops
do. Absolutely.
So to see that, it was like, I ain't going to say a breath of fresh air because I feel like you're a little fucked up for saying
that. It warmed my heart. Okay, I see that.
You're a fucked up person. And look, many white people you work for?
I work for a lot of them.
Uncle Sam.
Joe Biden?
I work for a lot of them. But I'm pretty sure.
We did it, Joe.
I'm pretty sure the things I'm saying now and the way I feel, they say the same thing. They say the same thing about
it. Put your head on my shoulder.
I ain't gonna lie, ladies. I'm gonna put this bottle in my silhouette challenge. You ain't gonna embarrass me. I'm gonna
do nothing.
You
put that bottle in your ass. Make something shake out there. Hey, look.
Go on, son.
Hey, I'm drunk. I just realized that whatever
DeVito.
That nigga brought wine.
Nah, this is not wine. This is the finest of cognacs.
Yeah,
okay.
For real, though.
It's from Cognac, Italy.
Yeah. We're gonna switch it up.
Cognac, French.
I mean, you know,
it's shit straight from Rocky Mountain.
I think it's time to. All right, so the difference.
I seen that in CVS. It was cologne.
Here's the difference with black doing what I did.
Next
right?
to Plan B.
Yeah.
Here's the difference with what black does versus what I did tonight. So I still brought some shit that I know I thoroughly knew we would enjoy some cognac. Black, on the other hand, be like,
I bought bourbon.
Black be like, look, fellas, I was in I was in Texas and I went on a little trip to a vineyard. And, a little old black couple had this bottle in there. They said it's been aged for 60 years and just wanted to bring something back to you. You know what I mean? Like,
listen,
got the snake in the bottom of the bottle.
Got a 32-ounce beer can in here right now.
Yeah.
I got a...
That's written in marker.
Listen, I got a...
That's a
62. I got a 20-year-old cognac wine.
See? Told you.
Cognac wine.
Take a sip.
That we gonna break open when I close.
You know, I really did think... When you pulled that out, I said, oh, this nigga brought a battery. I didn't know that.
First that nigga said, I knew you didn't bring no steel reserve, man.
I thought about it. I was like, okay, AAA the smallest one, AA the medium. That's the A. That nigga brought an A battery.
That's a D battery.
That's a D.
I just feel like that's what's in the Prius. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's the Tesla.
That's the battery in MJ Charger. I mean, what you drive? Honda Fit.
That's how I'm built.
Like a
Hey, what's up with Biden wanting to forgive these student loans?
What do you mean,
man? I'm asking.
I personally feel like
you don't need it. You make too much money.
I feel like he does.
Excuse me?
I'm asking.
You do make too much money.
Yeah.
You do. Give some stuff.
6 figures.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
He got the Arsenal.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
MJ's the highest paid nigga at this table.
I don't
probably so.
Hardest you work?
Hardest working.
Yeah.
Easily. I will never cap you on that. You are the hardest working nigga I know.
Absolutely.
You don't have to, but you do. That's why your beard discombobulated now. Look at your shit.
Nigga was working in the bakery today.
That nigga cut so many.
Come here, all that yeast in your beard. Talking about salt and pepper. Pepper and powder.
Oh, he's working the bakery too.
You had that little mesh hat on that shit too, didn't you?
I called that nigga the other day. He said, I'm getting the steaks ready. I said, God damn.
Mm. He thought he was at home. The whole time he said at work.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
They don't respect you too.
We're talking about his job?
Yeah, they.
I feel like. He do I feel it like himself. You know what's crazy? They respect you, but they expect this out of you. That makes sense? They expect you to do all this, and I don't feel like you need to.
Do you feel like your promotion was truly a promotion?
It is, but I can't talk about what I got to do.
So somebody told me.
On the air.
Somebody told me, like, for most corporations, bro.
The higher you go.
Not even that.
The worse
when,
it gets.
When an interview position opens up for a particular, you know, like especially when you're going to be the person in charge, you're always going to be, whenever that position opens up, it's going to be a position for an entity or a store or a facility that's fucked up. Because if the shit's running like a gym, like a dime, they're going to give it to their friends, bro. Hey, man, I got this stress-free environment over here. You can go make X amount of money. Shit's already, you know, running seamlessly. You're good.
That makes sense.
You think a big dog is going to give his friends some shit where he's going to have to go in there and grind and hustle?
Because what's going to happen is he's going to look at you and be like, look, I'm going to be real with you. This motherfucker over here ain't for you. Like, this ain't for anybody. Yeah, it ain't for the faint of heart.
They're
going to tell you that, and then they want you to make that decision.
He told me. He said.
Were you pressed? Not trying to be funny. Like, were you pressed?
You're tired of being a floater, man. Like,
yeah, I was tired of floating.
Like, he couldn't get comfortable.
I gave him, I said, look, either put me back in Mini City or promote me.
Yeah.
And he promoted me. But he also told me, he's like, look, this is what I got. It ain't the best situation.
Like, you wouldn't think that in that area.
Turn that bitch around, bro.
He's trying.
I can't talk about what I got going on.
He's trying, but it's a lot.
Turn that bitch around.
But,
yeah.
So, like I told my boss, because my boss be threatening me about his job, right?
Threatening?
I said threatening.
Fret.
It's a white word. It's something T.I. might use.
In one of his songs.
Before or after?
He's like,
in what context?
When she took that mileage, she fret. Like, but on some serious shit, he talked to me about his job and everything. So mind you, my manager is Haitian, so it's already a struggle.
He'll kill one.
Yeah,
you
know. I already know he on some bullshit.
but he a pastor too, so it's weird.
He gonna kill you and send you to heaven.
Yeah,
rice, beans, and grape juice.
Is that what they eat?
I don't know what Haitian.
I'm gonna ask you
people.
What the fuck am I supposed to know?
Same shit.
It's not.
Y'all looking like
Popo Pinala people.
He look. What's that movie with Tom Hanks?
Segunda.
I'm the captain now.
Lilo and Stitch.
Which one of them had the gap? Didn't one of them have a gap?
Stitch.
Stitch.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
See y'all.
Yeah.
But that was some serious shit though. Like,
that nigga funny, bro.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. He's got
only with a drip. Anything else, I don't like.
He's gotten back funny. Like, for a while, it was a period of time, he kind of fell off.
I hear he's funny in stand up.
He coming to Raleigh.
Doing COVID?
I'm not going. Yeah. He gonna be in there with Juven. No Juven going.
I can't wait till this shit over with, bro. I'm ready.
I ain't seen a nigga in a mask yet.
I'm ready to hit.
Nah, don't. Anyway.
God damn.
Don't. Yeah. But I can't wait to go back to the Ritz, bro.
The Ritz?
Yes.
I need to go before I need the Ritz.
What the fuck's at the Ritz?
The Jeezy concert we went to was lit, bro.
I thought you was going to say Country Wayne.
No. R&B only. Like, come on, man.
Couple of them trap carols.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the one me and bro went to was really good.
Karaoke?
Yeah, me and you went, like, it was like December.
December 19th.
Yeah, right before COVID.
This nigga.
He's about to get offended.
But anyway, back to your job.
This nigga over there drinking Coquito.
Because it's thick. Yeah. Like, I ain't got to get that big ass straw. Yeah.
Why y'all mad at me?
That's a T.I. song, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, why you want to go and do that?
Yeah, love, huh? But the more money you make, the more stressful it's going to get.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
So I'm like, bro, you got to put it in perspective. And I put this in perspective a long time ago, especially when I was with Verizon. I used to be like, why is these managers irritating the fuck out of me every day? Then I'm like, because there's somebody in their ear irritating them. And then there's somebody in their ear irritating them.
Oh, all day.
So, could you have
all
whatever.
All day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all I'm getting is emails.
And it's just them forwarding shit, basically. So, because I'm like, I'm sitting at 136%. Why are you bothering me? Like, you know what I mean? But it ain't me, though. It's the rest of my teammates. Picking up their slack, but
yeah,
they can't look at them.
Individual.
You have looking at the whole store.
I'd be like, you just kick everybody out.
I do a lot. But the thing is,
ma'am, the mask goes over your nose.
Hey, yeah,
I can't help you.
Yeah,
you for real. Step outside.
But my customers appreciate that though because a lot of them be like, yeah,
Black
I don't
and
get
Democrat.
It. And yeah, or the white Democrat. And they're like, I don't get why people don't.
It's
do
sad.
This anyway.
I know I say it every week, probably on the episode, but it's sad that you can use a mask to identify
who
somebody's right. political affiliation.
Somebody who got the gator around their head? Yeah, Trump.
At least they trying.
They trying.
Yeah, I give them that. At least they trying.
Yeah. That's what they hunt in, but they was like, this is about good as going to get. Good as going to get. I'm telling you. Like,
it's not good shit. I mean, it's really against my right.
Yeah.
It's really against
the
my
The whole
right.
time, they got a little cup right here with it to spit that shit.
Every time I think about that shit, I think about the movie Django.
Yeah.
When his wife made the hoods, he was like, fuck all y'all, and don't bother me and mine's about this no more. Bro, that shit funny, bro.
But that I'm saying, like, you can tell, though.
Yeah.
But either way, but like I was saying, it's the more money you make, the more stress you're going to get.
Yeah.
They were like, Justin going to management. I'm like, do I really want to deal with that?
Yeah.
Because I ain't got to. So, like, with me, I got to just deal with the motherfuckers, like, the managers.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a manager, I got to deal with somebody who's, like, in charge.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't got to just deal with, like, Steve, that's the regional. I got to deal with his boss too, the director of sales. You know what I mean? Because at this point, like, your name is on radar.
Everything,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
More money, more problems.
It's all numbers, man. It's all
that's
numbers.
All it is.
It's all numbers.
It's all money.
And I try to give a fuck, but for me, ultimately, what it boils down to is, look, say what you want about everything else, as long as I'm going to at least try to give you the bottom line you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because for one number, for one metric to look good, another metric is gonna falter by the wayside. Yeah. It's just what it is, bro. Like it's never a time there's gonna be like it's just not human nature. It's not human element. I'm gonna go too far by saying it's impossible, but it's not practical. You know what I mean? You want us to focus on this one thing that we dial in this particular month. We lock in. We achieve what you wanted us to achieve. But guess what? While we have attended to this one particular issue, this number over here now that requires the same amount of energy gets low. So now the next month is, all right, you got this fixed. How can we get this fixed?
Yep.
and you go back to doing that. It's like, it's never ending. So, for me, yeah, I do give a fuck about it, and I want to ultimately achieve, you know, my goals in every area. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you really care about the bottom line.
Yeah, because you really want me to care about customer service when you want to make money. Customer service is not going to make you money.
Nah, not at all. These stores ain't going to make you no money. Customer service is probably going to leave you in a deficit, to be honest with you. Because when you think about customer service, you're giving the customer what they want.
I think for my industry, I disagree.
Okay. Well, why is that, though?
Because we have a thing called Net Promoter Score.
Yep.
All right, so... in my industry, you got to think, we like studies have been done and they've come up with for every good experience, they're going to tell one person. For every bad experience, they're going to tell 10.
That's not just in your industry.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Customer service is essential because that's Net Promoter Score is what is the probability of this person coming back with this person telling somebody else, hey, you know, this place did really well. Customer service was great. You know, you need to go to them. So
when you put it like that, I get it. And it makes sense. But in the way I'm thinking about it is.
That's not going to actually pay you.
Right. Like for instance, with the situation when you was telling me, about the lady that had a Tesla. Y'all came out of pocket with more than what y'all probably really wanted to give her. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all didn't make any money off
that. It's a little bit different on the insurance side.
Okay.
It's a little bit different on the insurance side. And the reason it's different is the main goal of an insurance company is to...
keep a customer.
That's one. But the main goal of any insurance company... is to save 10 cents on every dollar, or you know a customer, the average person files a claim once every 9 years, right? Mm-hmm. So you got 8 years of profit. You're not losing shit. But ultimately, you want to lower your cost so you can increase your underwriting profit, right? Mm-hmm. So it really has... no true bearing.
So let me ask you this, and this is completely nowhere near, you know, on topic or schedule, but those companies that do extended warranties, do you think that's a scam?
The ones that call you?
It's no different than insurance.
Okay.
It's no different than insurance because, remember, your insurance is you're paying for the risk of not knowing.
Right.
You don't know when you're going to get in an accident. You don't know when you're going to die.
It's like one of those things, it's better to have it.
You're paying for the risk. Yeah. So some people have went, you know, all their fucking life paying insurance and never had to use it. It's one of them things, but you got those people that don't want to pay it and then some shit happened and you have nothing to fall back on. Your car would have been out of extended. You got 450,000 miles.
But they still call me about this shit. Still.
They got your name on that list. They going to say, sir, how many miles are on your vehicle? As soon as you say two, you don't qualify anymore.
But I tell people, so like what I do with telephones, they're like, what am I paying for insurance? I said, it's the same thing as car insurance. You're going to pay your premium and you have to pay a deductible when something happens. Yep. You don't think... what do you think that little $15 a month is going? It's no. It's just for you to have it.
That's why I stay with the crack in my windshield for forever. Because my insurance still wanted me to pay $300 deductible.
You're paying for the unknown.
And I can still see how that motherfucker fine.
Let's just say you have health insurance, right?
Yeah.
You already have a cracked hip, right?
Kinda. He lean,
he do walk with our king. But on some serious shit though, let's say in 20 years you need a hip replacement, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think they gonna put a real hip in you?
Nah, it's gonna be so.
There's motherfuckers who think
turkey wishbone.
Yeah, exactly. But no, there's motherfuckers who think. When you wreck your Toyota Camry, you're supposed to get a Toyota part. It's a motherfucker who thinks if you crack your iPhone, you need to get an Apple screen. No. You're not They're not going to put that on. The insurance companies are going to put the least expensive thing. The most cost effective way to repair your car.
I'll never forget. I bought my Acura, my very first car. I bought my Acura. And I popped the hood on that motherfucker. You know what type of engine was in that bitch?
A boat.
A Honda.
A Honda.
Well, Acuras are Hondas.
Right. But at the same time, if you go buy a brand new Acura, you pop the engine, you pop the hood, the engine ain't gonna say fucking Honda on it. On a brand new.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Pop some Nissans right now, the engine say Honda.
With a CVT transmission in
there? Yeah. A lot of these new Honda Accords are CVT. What's CVT mean?
I forgot what it means. I looked this shit up the other day.
Continuously variable transmission.
Yeah, but it's not good.
It's cobalt.
Hey, just get on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the principle is similar, but the actual operation is different.
And the maintenance.
Used to drive the tampon, right? Remember
that? Huh? Oh, the little cobalt.
And the maintenance for a CVT transmission is more than the automatic transmission as well. That's why my shit just sitting right now.
That's why I tell people. Fuel economy. So people don't want to buy phone insurance because they're going to send them a refurbished phone. I'm like, that's same thing with your car.
As long as the motherfucker works.
I don't, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, your health insurance, the doctor is going to write a prescription for the name brand pill.
For Vicodin, but CVS going to give you.
CVS.
They're not gonna give you somebody hip that just died. That's not how hips work.
Yeah.
People don't understand.
They
can
give you a bed pad.
they might give you a hip of somebody that just died, but it's gonna be a 75-year-old. They ain't gonna be a 23-year-old.
It's gonna be plastic, just like a refrigerator.
It's gonna be a little peeing, man. They're gonna correct it. They're gonna fix it.
That's what I'm saying. They're not. That's what I'm saying. People overlook like the little things because they're not smart.
It's like, you know, motherfucker that drive a 2019 Mercedes-Benz come in with a scratch on his bumper. And he said, I don't want no bond on that. I need a new bumper. Motherfucker, the insurance company gave you $80 to fix this. Bumper costs $1,000.
We going to paint this bitch.
Hey, you want me to pull this bitch out my ass? What you want me to do? What you want me to do?
What color was he?
He was black. The African nigga that worked at AT&T. He was a manager. I don't know if he was African.
G-Wag.
Work out in one of them outskirts, not in Garner? Raleigh. Huh?
Was it Garner?
One of them stores.
Tall?
Yeah.
Sincere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yup. Mm-hmm. That's him. He's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Him and
he gave me a 5% on a survey, bro.
So you know what's crazy?
Scratch it up.
Cause we're talking about surveys and stuff, right? So I got I agree with you on this part where I say it doesn't get me paid, right? Mm-hmm. So last month I finished number two by like 0.08%, right? And the reason why is because of my CSAT scores, which is NPS basically.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 52%. CSAT,
customer service experience.
Okay. Basically. So I got a 52% because I got two bad surveys. One survey was the customer said, I accidentally put the wrong number. He needs a 5. But because it said 1, so it go 1 to 5, 5 being the greatest. Because it said 1, I automatically get dinged. The other one, I got a 2 because customer bought something online. Customer service told her to bring it into the store. So when you do stuff online and in the store, it doesn't mesh well. Mm-hmm. It took me 30 minutes to return it because I had to go tell my manager to dock everything so I can do the return. She said it took me 30 minutes to do a exchange of something I bought online. I got a 2. Now I got a 52 for the month. Mind you, I have 15 surveys where I got a 5, but I got 2 bad ones. One was a mistake. I get a 52% finish second, but guess what? Guess how much my commission check was. Yeah. Higher than everybody's in the store.
And corporate will not remove a bad survey. They won't. Mm. How they look at it is just get the next 30 need to be perfect.
Yeah, mine literally, it literally said, because most of them don't even have comments, but it literally said, oh, I had a pleasant time, didn't mean to score this.
Survey culture.
Do surveys.
Bro, we have, and the crazy part is, like, people like us in retail need people to do surveys. Because your pay is based on surveys, you know what I mean?
Like,
one of our questions on the survey would be, like, was your car cleaned on delivery? Or clean on delivery? And I had a customer that said, well, I don't know. My daughter picked up the car and gave us a 1 out of 10. You bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
You can skip the fucking question.
And then a lot of times people don't even realize. So here's another thing too. And we talked about this back when me and you used to live together, because we used to come home and talk about work all the time. A lot of those surveys aren't going to get done. So like people like you, they're not going to do it until they have a bad experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why customer service now becomes important. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
It like ties back in. It sucks. The service industry really fucking sucks. Like, consumers, you need them to have a job, but we as consumers fucking suck. I mean, you got to think about sometimes when we go off on somebody that has absolutely nothing, you know, we just, that's just the first person that you're dealing with. So they're the fucking punching bag, you know what I'm saying? Like, you mad at the insurance company, you don't see him, all you're doing is talking to him on the phone, so you come see me, and now you're mad at me, because you and the insurance company been going at it.
He's
sucking the mic.
But no, because I even hate at being at work, and like, there's a customer that's been through something, like through customer service, and they tell them to come to the store because customer service don't want to deal with them on the phone.
Right. Yeah.
Then I got to go into the account. So then, of course, they're going to get the survey. So then when they get the survey, they're going to talk about how this job that I work fucked them over. And then now I get hit with a survey because of something Craig did on the phone.
Craig.
Hey, look, 24-17 Tom Brady. What you got?
I got 34-27 Chiefs.
Whew. 31-21 Tampa.
It's not Tampa. It's Tom.
Tampa.
No, you know the mayor said. You want Bucks? Football. You want to bet too?
No.
Okay. I'll make us move through.
So what's the moral of this episode?
I got a story to tie it all in.
Okay.
Let's hurry up because he's about to die.
Yeah. he gonna deep throat that mic. Look, so y'all know the story of the daddy pool and baby pool?
No.
Good. Perfect.
Talking about me?
No. So there was a daddy pool and there was a baby pool.
Okay.
They were sitting at the highest point of a mountain that overlooked a pasture of cows. Right?
I'm sleeping,
yeah. Yeah. Nah, hear me out. The baby bull looked at the daddy bull and said, "Daddy, let's run down this hill and fuck a cow." That's what the baby bull said. Daddy said, "No. Let's walk down this hill. Let's walk. Take our sweet time. We might even need to walk backwards and fuck all the cows. Good night."